Says the second Maimer, Parsha Shmini, Biura now, an explanation on the first Maimer about the Milchom of the Levios and the Shirabor. He says here that this beer looks like it's from the Tzemach Tzedek, from the Loshen. He says in the beer, the fact that Nune Yama, the fish of the ocean, like Evam Nune, Pshim Baichoi, Dariza, and the greatness of Sherabor is simple. This we could understand because they are connected with the Yichud of Abba and Ima, and they are called brothers to the Rebster, Achim Vivei. It's a very high level. So we understand why Nunayamo is greater than Sherabor. But why could Sherabor be greater than Nunayamo? So he says, we can understand this, what it says. Posik in the Teichachim Pashkisove, Hois on Yvlos Cholamachal Cholay Fashomayim will be Mesorets. The veil will be for everybody to eat. What does this mean? Okay. Says Vlos Cholam. Is naveless. Naveless means the bad grapes, but it fell from Shviras HaKel and it came in Nad Noiga. Nothing will be left from it. Who will get it? Eif HaShomayim, the birds and the animals on the earth. What does this mean? So it's explained that Eif HaShemayim is Malachim Michoel. And there's Malachim which are called behemoths, not birds. And that's the Merkava that Yecheskel saw, Pnei Ay Pnei Sheh. So in the Malachim, you have two groups, two kinds. Eif HaShemayim and Be'amasorets. Says the Alter Rebbe that we have to know that by neshomes, there's also these two categories. There's the neshomes that are called oif, like it says in Zayar, asher shom tziporim mikaneinu, the birds. And then the neshomes that are called be'mesoretz, like it says, gur ari Yehuda, he likened Yehuda to a lion, Yisocher to a donkey, Yosef to an ox. So in each one of them, in one level, a bird is much greater than an animal. Because flies very easy. The behemoth barely moves. But there's a greatness in an animal over a bird. Because the bird has very little life and it's easier to kill. That's why it says in Maseches Chulin that even if you slaughter one of the signs, it's enough to kill a bird. But a behemoth, you have to kill a majority of both simonim because it has a greater life. Same thing is with these two neshomes. There is malachim that are called oif, birds, and there is neshomes that are called birds. They're greater. They could fly very high. They fly with their wings. The wings are called avaviyid. There's be'mesorets that are very strong. They're stronger, like it says, v'achayis neishes esakisei. It says in the vision of Yecheskel that the chayis, the animals that were called chayis, they picked up the kisei, they picked up. They elevated the kisei HaKovet. Who's on the kisei HaKovet? Kimari Odom. So even at a lower level of behemoth, they have a lot of energy and a lot of passion to elevate the kisei. So even though there's a greatness in the level of oiv, I'm flying, Be'amesorets have strength. It's explained. Why is it that these chayis have great energy? Because they get their life in Shviras HaKel from the world of Teyo, so they have a greater earth. Like an animal stronger than a person because it comes from Teyo. But by the birds, it's not like that. They don't have this energy from Toyu, Because they're from Zivug Neshikin, they're from a higher level. But it's not from the essence of the world of Teyu, like it's explained from the Arizal. Even though we have to understand Akasha. Here he's saying that Malachim, that on the level of Behema, they come from the Shvirus HaKelim, so they have more energy. But in Eitz Chaim, elsewhere, it says that Malachim come from Zivug Neshikin. Zivug Neshikin means kisses. And if the Neshomis come from not Zivug Neshikin, but Zivug Gufni, it's called. Because it's connected with the Etzem. That's where they can elevate the world. But Malachim, what Shaykhis do they have? So the Tzemach Tzedek doesn't answer the question. But there's a greatness of Behema over Earth and the strength, even though I'm flying, there's a greatness. There's a greatness, in even though the Earth could fly greater, there's a greatness in Behema. Here's our goal from the Tzemach Tzedek on his mind, man. Maybe this is like the two parashas of Shema Vayim Shemaya. Shema is the first portion, is the name Mem Beis. Vayim Shemaya is connected with Shem Abd, even Mem Beis. Shem Mem Beis is connected with elevation of B'shtayim Yefet. And the first portion of Shema says B'chol Meidecha. And that's greater than Shem Ab, like the Zohar says in the Parsha of Truma. Nevertheless, in order to change the world and come down here, they could fly higher. But to come down here and change the world to Tera Mitzvah Smaisis, this is with Shem Ab, Vinosati Esev, Vesotchel Levim Tef. So same way we could say, just like Barama Lachim would say, we could say about the Neshomis, Neshomis that are called Nuneyama, and they fly higher. Then there's Neshomis called Behemas Horetz. Even though Nuneyama are great, they could fly and make Yichudim. But they're like the birds of the Nuneyama and Beyam. There's a greatness in the Neshomis called Behemas Horetz because they could change the world. And this is what in this, in Tehillim, on this Pasuk, it says. Hey, Mois Bari Olive says that what is the tag meaning and what does this mean? There is an animal that swallows 1,000 mountains a day. And this is Pinus Malchus. It elevates the spheres because the number 1,000 starts in the world of Bria, because that is the beginning of separation. And this is another explanation why it's called Sheir HaBor. Tir Bor. Bor is outside, like Braish, outside. It goes out into the world, and the higher neshomis are the level of Yamal Midiskasi Makshova. It says, Eyad Tzadik Nefesh Behemte. And like it says, Amigdash Melech. What does Eyad Tzadik Nefesh Behemte means? The higher tzadikim know the nefesh of Behemte, of the lower, and they help each other out. And that's what the wife of Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva came back after 24 years, 24,000 students, and then he wanted to push her away while you're buying this, whether are you bothering Tzadik Rabbi Akiva, and she said, they are Tzadik Nefesh Behemte. Rabbi Akiva knows me. And these neshamas are called Behem Mesoretz, and then the world of Bria, they come from Malchus Datsilus. This is what it says in the Geras HaKedesh from Alter Rebbe in Yuvah Chayehi. It says in the Geras HaKedesh Simen Chof that from there is created neshamas that are Yesh, Dov, and Nifras, and Bria. And they come in the world of Bria, but on Datsilus, they're not separate from the Rebishtim. We could maybe say Pshat. That what's the Dechilik and the Shomas Datsilis and the Shomas Debriya? Shomas Datsilis are Nuneyama, they're in the Yam and the Yam, and they're totally not set for the Rebishtim. But the Shomas are from Malchus Datsilis and Tebriya, they're Yeshvedavar, Nifra, they're called Behemas Horetz, like bruim shebe'abosh, and they eat vegetation, and they're not like nuneyama, totally connected in the Rebishta. Then he goes further in the maimer, and he says, look, in the Eitz Chaim from the Arizal, he says that there is a zivug, a connection of Zohar and Malchus of Bria to bring the Shamas to Yetzira. So, and not Neshamas of Bria, because this is Zohar Malchus of Bria putting the Shamas into Yetzira. So the same pshat here is when there's zivuk of Zohar Malchus of Atzilus, it puts the Shamas Neilam of Bria. And it's also brought down in the Mishnah's Chassidim, in the Masecht of Zivuk, Abba V'Ima, that they give Koyach in the Yichud of Zohar Atzilus to make the Shamas in the world of Bria, and in Zohar Malchus of Bria to bring the Shamas in the world of Yitzira. And so it's Mashma in the Zeir and Parsha Vayetze. Even though in the Zeir Vayikra it's Mashma that for the Yichud of Zohar Malchus Datzilus, they could be called Nefesh Datzilus Mamish. It's a little contradiction from the Zeir Vayetze, from the Zeir Vayikra. And the Tzemach Tzedek doesn't answer it. But we know that they are created from Malchus Datzilus. They become the lower level, the level of Nefesh the Behemah. This is what it says in the Zeya, that there's the 12 Shvatim in Bria, they're called Yud Beis Bokar, the 12 oxen, on which big Shlema Melch had a big yam. This is the second level of Neshomis, are called Yud Beis Shvatim. That I'm Bria, like it says in the Novi and Melochim, that Shleim HaMelech made a big mikveh of thousands of gallons of water, and they were standing on 12 bulls, 12 metal, copper bulls. They're Yud Beis Bokar, they're animals, they're connected with the Shvatim of Elma Bria, and they're called Bokar because they have strong, like the Merkova, and they elevate the Kisei and the Odom Sha'ala Kisei, like it's explained before. So they're very strong, these neshamas. And it's explained elsewhere in Chassidus, Ron and Simchi Bas. Jews have three names. They're considered Bas, and they're considered Achoisi and Imi. Bas is the lowest level, the level of daughter. Nevertheless, the Pasuk says, Ron and Simchi Bas, because Malchus Bratzil is the way it goes down in Bria, and it struggles with everything. It'll have the highest aliyah. That's why it says Eishes Chayla Teres Baila shall be greater than the name Sag, even higher than Bino, like it's explained. And this is the Maila that Sheir HaBor has on the Leviosam, because it deals with Birurim, and it at the end gets the greatest aliyah, Eishes Chayla Teres Baila. And this is what it's explained elsewhere in Chassidus and the Zeir in Parashat Shlach. It says, a pasuk in Zechariah, v'ho yobayim ahu, yeitzu mayim chayim in Yerushalayim, when Mashiach will come, there'll be an amazing stream of water from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Malchus, and the pasuk says, chet shem al yom ha-kadmeni, it's bina, because they did birurim. Malchus is mevarer, in Bia, it has something over the highest levels of Chochmah Bina, like it's explained in Barichis and other Drushim. And the reason for this is because no, it's safe for Mitchilos and safe Maisa Machshava Tchila. It's explained elsewhere in Chassidus, the difference between no, it's safe for Mitchilos and safe Maisa. But here it's not Negi. Negi here is that the lowest levels are no, it's in the highest levels because that's the Tachas HaKavone. So there is a Keach of Atzmus and Malchus because it's Mevadavelt. So that's why Malchus becomes Keser, becomes in Erchezen. In Erchezen, Malchus is greater. We know it says, there's a Moshe of the Tzemach Tzedek, that on our earth, it's hotter than in midair. Even though they're closer, midair is closer to the sun. But there's something called Erchezen, a reflective light. It's reflected from the globe. So it goes back, it's warmer than in the middle. So Malchus has a mile in the Erchezen. That's why the neshamas that are created from Malchus, not Tzilus. Like it said before, from the Arizal, from the Zehar. They're created from Zivik Zun. They're greater from the neshamas connected from Chochma Bina Rakal Nuneyama because of this Erchezen. And even Zodat Tzilus, which are connected with the neshamas that Tzilus Mamish. Even if they're created from Zohar, they're greater than they were created from Bina. So knowing what it says, that Abba v'Ima go out from Meach. But there's a famous Lashon Bratan Chassidus from the Idris Zuta. That Zohar ba'atika kadish tal v'yochid, that Zohar, even though it's lower than Seichel, but it has a shadish higher than Seichel. But it's Nimshech L'mato, like it's knowing that the Midas that a person has, who arouses the Midas, it's explained in Chassidus in great length, the Seichel. But nevertheless, the Shadish is higher than the Seichel. That's why even the Seichel is the one that arouses and starts the Midas. The Midas have more passion than the Seichel. And that's what they say, that the Ovis in Amakova, because the Ovis are connected with Midas. Because I could snow and see this that the Ovis are chesed gvur tiferes datzilis. They are in Merkava to pick up other, which is chokhmah datzilis, because in Midas there is something greater than in Moichin. And this is the explanation why the neshomis of Shir Abor elevate the Leviosim, and neshomis of Abba v'Ima, like Hagaz datzilis can elevate chokhmah higher than chokhmah. And the Midas Datzilus, compared to Chochmah, like behemoths that are stronger than a person because it's from a higher source, because behemoth is Midas and Odom is Chochmah. So this explains, he's explaining the Kabbalah. He starts off the Maimer saying, the fact that Nunayam is greater, self-understood. And he's coming to explain in this be in this Maimer, why Neshom is the Bria have something greater. He says further in Agor, look in the Mikdash Melech to the Zeir Pasha Shmini, and the Posik, Vesher Va'ayil, Sher, is B'yaseid Zo, like it says by Yisip Chesher Honorlei, because since the Sherish of the Shomis of Nukva and Malchus, then Mevader B'rurifel Mateo. So the same explanation why the Mikdash Melech says, Chesher Honorlei, that in the Shomer that's Mevar Birurim is greater. And also, look what's explained in Likut Teira Shir Ashirim and the Pasuk. Shcheira Nivinova, that Malchus says, I'm Shcheira, I'm dark. I had to go down and bring it to see to be Mevar Birurim. But you should know, Vinova, I go very high. Because of my tzimtzumim and my birurim, I end up going very high. So don't look at me, Shira, need believe in Nova. There's a very great beauty in me. And these are neshamas that are called Sheir Habor. This is Pshat in Chazal and the Medrash and Parshas. And the Parsha. Of Shmini, it says, Behemoth, that the Sheir Habor will kill the Levyosa with its horns. There's the Gemara in Chagige. Agli Achayis Kineged Kula. It says, from one Rekia to another Rekia takes 500 years. There's a lot of Rekias, and then you come to Agli Achayis, they're greater than all the Rekias put together. Then the Gemara says, Kani Achayis is Kineged Kula. Because Ragli Achayis is Nehi. Netzach Edi Seidin Kani Achayis is Kesel. they grow out of the Golgalus. Because like we explained before in the Maimon, that there is kesef, mil ma'ilu lamato. Then there's kesef lamato ma'ilu, counting backwards from malchus and up. It becomes a kesef and picks up livyosa. In chokhmah bina picks it up be'era kesef. And this is what's explained elsewhere. And the pasuk Rom Okani Bashem David Shimshcho Bekeren, that those melachim that will have keren, their malchus was forever. Shinkin with a pach, it's not forever. What's the biur? Because keren is connected with keicho atzmi, that's connected with levarim biruri. And this is pshat in the pasuk Pisa Nosan Levyeni. If he does mitzvahs ma'isis like the neshamas from Shir Abor, kani torim bechovid laftorim kani. Through mitzvahs maisis, you get the connection with atzmus and mus, because that's a tachas hakavone. And this is what it says: bechir sheirik v'kane de'im kano. Torim kirim kane b'leisi b'shem adana. That you elevate to a very high level. So could explain also this idea that the sheir abor will elevate the levyosni, even though b'derek kalnu neyama are much greater. Much greater than Behemah Sahodes. So it's vital with the Gemara and Chagiga. The Gemara says about Yam v'Yabosha. But Yam is Alma de Iskasi. Higher than Yabosha, it's Alma de Isgalia. This is Seder Ishtalshlus. But through Agili, higher than Seder Ishtalshlus, it says Hofach Yom v'Yabosha. That Yom v'Yabosha are the same thing. And Nochmerek, Achashecha, Machshov, Agdum, Zok, the Gemara is Eretz Kodma. So these are the same thing with these neshamas from the level of Yom HaYabosha. Mitzad say the Ishtalshlus, the Levyosim will slaughter the Sheir Abor, will elevate him, like we said before, the Maimon, and then going Milmato L'Mailon Eretz Kodmah Tzadikeich HaAtzmi, we say that the Sheir Abor will elevate the Levyosim. More we could say regarding the Sheir Abor and the Levyosim, it's explained elsewhere and see this on the pasuk Shishimei Malchus Achas Yinosi. So we see the neshamas are greater than Teira, because there's Shishim Malachis that are watching the neshamas, the Shishim Malachis and the Shishim Mesechtes, and the Yinosi is Knesset Yisrael. And sometimes it says Faket that the Teira is higher than the neshamas, and the neshamas connected to the Teira, and through the Teira they connected the Eibishter. So there's two levels. There's a level of Leizos Michabat Shekoro Biti de Mekabel. Then there's Koro Imi, there's the Shamas Medeber Mashpi and Teiro. And this is the two levels of the Osun Sheir Abor. Sheir is strong and Sheiri Chozok Le'eils of the Gemara. Eil Mitzvahs Eil Dafupinis Eved. And Dafke, through this aliyah, he becomes v'nasat eloch mahalchim v'nehem nimoheled and shom has strength to go in the level of mahalchim. He brings the medrash. Parashat Vayera says, ma'al levusha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiz. Hashem eiz la'am yitin, those are the mitzvahs, the way they help a yid to elevate to the Eibishter. And in this level, Yid is mekabel for the mitzvahs. Through them, he's able to go and be lev mahalchim eimnim o'eilen. And the levushim are also called like a ship, like arbim v'anies. Through the ship, you could go in the yam etzama diskasya. That's the lower level of the neshoma. But there is higher neshomas. They have rusad libechol meidecho, like the chassidim or the shenim. Brought that in the Gemara in Brachos is the daven a whole day, and they didn't have enough so much time to study Teira because they were higher than Teira. And this is what the Gemara says: Navi the Zora, you could be kain elam haba in one moment. This is the neshama that was higher level of Teira. Let me see the snefesh of the libo, and that's the status of Teira. That's the inyan from leizos mechaba atchikora imi. And thus is achasi yinosi, it's the way the neshama is higher than Teira, that's the neshama of Nuneyama. And this is pshat liv yosa. He goes around the whole world, the whole globe. He's higher than all the ships, the Vushamaitsa Mitzvahs. This helps a neshama be elevated from the level of Mali to Seve. He's Mashpia and Seve, he's Mashpia in Chochma. Like it says by David HaMelech. So even though that this level is greater, Slivyasin is greater than Shir HaBor, that it's Biti, but also Lavi B'Seir Donim is Simkin Basiyin. The Shachati B'Seichich, the Dafkini Ask Yaskil Avdi V'Yodim V'Nisa, we say about Mashiach. Not an Inyan from, we don't call Moshe Rabbeinu, we say Yaskalav, because this Inyan of Eved, of Kesher Leil Hazem Madrega, connected with the Etzem of the Rebishter. Like we said in Sefer Yetzira, then in the Maimon Noah, Sefer Mishloson, that's where they have a Maimon. So this Maimon explains the Kabbalah, what we learned before, the Kabbalah of the Maimon of Sheir Abor, over Levios. Yeshekeach. Maybe see all these the Geluyim very soon.